making zombies. Psychotronic generators are the key to, of course, psychic powers. Without them, you can never develop psychic powers or be super psychic. Similarly, when psychotronic generators are connected to a human, be it General Alexander, one of the Rothschilds, the royal family, Cameron, etc., this then sucks life force out of the bitch. This life force then turns the bitch to the inverse of a psychic, which of course is a zombie. So making zombies is very simple. You connect the target bitch up to a psychotronic generator. You then suck out all the life force from the bitch. This then deflates their mind, their biophysical body, giving them zero psychic powers. This then means the mind can't be connected to the brain via the SMA, because of course there is no mind there. The insectile that runs Cameron or Alexander, or the walk-in that lives inside the Rothschilds or the royal family, of course, is deflated by the psychotronic generator to the point where it is so febrile, ill, that it can't run the wetware, and the life force in the wetware, which is in the heart, tissues, etc., then has to bleed into the insectile or the febrile walk-in in order to try and revivify it, which means that you get super aging and the collapse of all the organs and tissues in the target. The psychotronic generator, which is permanently hooked up to the target, takes this life force away. So in fact, you get super aging, super degeneration, cancer, and of course the intelligence of the target is degraded to the point of madness and imbecility. Basically, you get a zombie. And in order to connect up 1,000 targets to be zombieized, you simply get your computer, type in the name of the target, be it General Alexander, Cameron, one of the Rothschilds, one of the royal family, anyone you fancy. And of course, you need to hook it in to the bitch. Now, of course, thankfully, we've got the perfect hook-in, which the bitch can't escape, can't protect against, which of course is Edward Snowden. This piece of shit was a member of the NSA and shares the quantum mechanical wave function of the prison warders in the Panopticon. It therefore is the perfect hook-in to all the NSA, to all the GCHQ. These then, of course, give their information to the Rothschilds, royal family, Alexander, Cameron. So, of course, they are then quantum mechanically interlinked. So all you do is type in the target, type in Snowden into the computer program, and then just put zombie program. Simple as that. So if you want to take out any of the so-called elite, be it one of the Jewish bankers or the military, royal family, Rothschilds, you just type in the name Snowden and zombie program. Simple as that. The psychotronic generator program will then upload the life force from that bitch 24/7, deflating the insectile or walk-in if it's a Rothschild or royal family, and of course taking out the life force from the body, which is used to combat any form of stressor, according to Hans Sale, who tried to develop a general theory of medicine. Any stressor, be it a carcinogen, a pathogen, a chemical, or microwaves, or anything like that, causes stress in the body. The body then goes into the second phase, which is fighting it using life force. If it runs out of life force, you go into stage 3, where the body succumbs to the stressor. So you can actually see by connecting the bitch up to the psychotronic generator, you take away the ability of the bitch to fight any stressors, be they carcinogens, pathogens, microwave, or in this case, psychic warfare. You can think of psychic warfare as being a stressor which attacks, for example, the Cameron, goes into it, tries to burst the blood vessels in the Cameron brain, rupture the insular cortex to cause permanent heart damage to the Cameron, goes into the DNA to switch on the oncogenes to give the Cameron cancer, switches on the suicide genes in the DNA to cause apotheosis in the cells of the Cameron, goes into the DNA to smash it to pieces, causing irreversible damage to the body of the Cameron, goes into the mind of the Cameron to download mind over matter programs to sequester and destroy the Cameron, like in Angel Heart, the Mickey Rourke film, goes into the Cameron SMA to smash it to pieces so the brain can't be linked to anything, so it becomes a complete imbecile, just leaving the link to the psychotronic generator network to run the zombie. So you can actually see the future of psychic warfare has two parts. Link yourself to a psychotronic generator. The more life force you get, the more psychic you become. I've linked myself to all the humans, past, present, and future, to become basically the living god. Customers can link themselves up to 2,000 humans to become demigods. And, of course, the bitches are now being zombieized. So the entire human population that is against me, of course, is having their life force sucked out, causing the change of humanity from the subhuman Jew slave to the zombie, which is sequestered by the psychotronic generator network to destroy Zion. World War Z, World War Zion. One can actually see that psychotronic generators are the next phase in human history, changing Homo sapiens to the psychotronic generator demigod, and devolving the scumbag servants of the Jewish bankers to zombies, who then are used by the psychotronic generator demigods to smash Zion, smash the Jewish bankers, smash the West, and cause the complete collapse of the Jewish banking system. Thank you very much.